Many people have a desire to enter the world of investing, whether it be through real estate, stocks, or entrepreneurship. However, people often face self-doubt, a limited belief system, or simply a lack of knowledge to put behind their ambition. It's easier than you think to overcome these obstacles if you know exactly what's holding you back. Partner with Andre to forge new neurological pathways that unlock breakthrough strategies for income generation, reshape your belief systems, and construct your desired life. With over 15 years of experience in finance and a decade devoted to teaching wealth preservation, these achievements are no mere coincidence. One thing is clear, if others have done it, you can too. Start your complimentary action plan today at www.andrestewartauthor.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. If you've been searching for ways to break free from the 9-to-5 grind, scale or start your own business, generate passive income, or gain insights from others who have achieved their desired lifestyle, get ready. Prepare to be inspired as we provide you with invaluable tips, resources, and firsthand experiences from Andre and other industry experts who have accomplished remarkable things in their respective fields. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast, your roadmap to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Mindset Mondays. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today we're going to talk about the six areas to life. I don't even know if people know there are six areas to life, but a lot of times the people that do know, they can kind of attest to saying that trying to, I guess, manage or align all six is almost impossible. I think it's impossible in my opinion. So today we're going to talk about those six and how we can best manage them. So let's go. Number one is career. Number two is family. Number three is relationships. Number four is personal growth and development. Number five is fitness and nutrition. And number six is spirituality. So how do we align these two and how do we figure out how to align all the areas so they support each other? That's hard, right? So in my opinion, I think it's almost impossible to do that. So what you have to do is figure out what's most important to you. And that's how you're going to align those six. So they might not all get the balance of attention that is needed, but that's up to you to decide on what you should, I guess, put your focus on in regards to whether it be your career, family relationships, personal development and growth. They kind of all go hand in hand. But in my opinion, just from my own experience, I'll speak for me. I think, you know, being able to develop yourself. And you guys always know if you follow in the Mindset Monday series, you're always trying to be the peak of what you can become in all areas of your life. Because if you do that, then all six of these, they might not be aligned, but they can be more in balance because you will have more energy and time to be able to do so. So like if you take your personal development and that be your main key component that you focus on, that will allow you to possibly be able to, you know, level up in your career, right? And become maybe someone that only has to work 10 hours a week because you've made it that much, you know, higher up in your company or whatnot. Or you might have started a business because you've learned something through personal development and growth where you're able to not be an entrepreneur and have your own business. So now you control your own time, right? So then if you go somewhere in the direction of what I'm saying, then you'll have more time for the family. Then you have more time for the friends, right? So you'll have more time for fitness and nutrition. It's kind of all hand in hand. And so like when you're going through the personal development and growth journey, in my experience, I have touched into the spirituality aspect of that on the way up. So when you're doing personal development and growth, you kind of tap into the spirituality because you're learning how to manifest. Because you don't get to the point of where you're achieving your goals without connecting to your higher self or the source or being able to manifest the desires in the you know, from a materialistic standpoint. So this is, in my opinion, the best way to align those areas. You know what I mean? Those six areas are obviously going to be impactful to you emotionally. So you need to figure out the best way to, you know what I mean, keep your stress level down and make sure that you can keep your emotional state where it's even keeled or always high energy, right? Because energy, the way energy works, if you guys don't know, like the higher your energy, the higher your vibration, the more you bring in the things that you want. So when you're trying to operate and trying to align all these six areas of your life, I'll focus on personal development and growth. And Some of the other ways that you can also make sure that you're in line is respect. Like when you're dealing with multiple people in your life, having respect for the view of the world that they might have. You might've heard me say this on the last podcast or the last YouTube video. Everyone has their own handbook to life. Whether you grew up in the hood, you grew up in the suburbs, or whether you grew up and you had a bunch of traumatic experiences and then you went through therapy and got them reframed, or you didn't, right? And so this is how you see the world. This is your perception of the world. So anyone dealing with you or anyone you're dealing with, you kind of got to respect that person's outlook on the world. Like you don't know what they've gone through. You don't know, you know, where they've been and where they came from. So if you want the other areas of your life to fall in line, when you're dealing with family, when you're dealing with friends, they're all going to have different viewpoint and vantage point. So to balance it out and to keep it, you know, your stress level low and all that stuff, respect other people.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, estfar.com/invest.
And then when you're dealing with these people, understand that people are people and they're not their behaviors. So just understand when you're looking at somebody and they're doing sort of or they're acting out, that person is not that behavior for that particular thing that they're acting out about. They can be acting a certain type of way with one thing, right? And so you're trying to judge that person based off that one thing that they're doing. That's just a behavior, right? And a person's behavior can change. Like behaviors are adaptable. So don't really look at someone that falls into this area of your life and judge them based on some of their behaviors and be like, I'm not going over there. I don't want to deal with Johnny, or I don't want to deal with whoever it is because they're going to be acting out. Like, no, go over there and still deal with them and interact with them and just try to be able to, you know, manage or navigate their behavior. And so you got to always remember, like I just said, everyone has their own handbook to life, right? So everyone is doing the best that they can with the resources that they have, right? So keep that in mind when you're dealing with people. Just understand, like, for me, if people would have met me like 7 or 8 years ago, or the people that know me from years ago, man, I was a completely different person. Like, you couldn't cry around me. I didn't take no bullshit. I was just a different person. I'll probably curse you out. I was just a completely different person. So if someone were to judge me based on my behavior, that wasn't really who I was. Like, that was me when I got upset. Like, I'm not the person to piss off, right? Especially back then. Now I'm a little bit different. I have the tools and the resources to manage my anger or navigate certain things. So people are only as good as their resources. But the thing about that, people are resourceful, right? Some people aren't resourceful, but people are resourceful. So you got to always keep in mind, like, somebody might be acting out or doing certain things, but they can change, right? So if they're really interested in being in your life, because again, you have to choose what makes sense for you. And if it makes sense of cutting people out of your life, then you got to cut them out. But if you're willing to sit down and, you know, work with that person and make sure that they adapt or change their behavior, then they can be in that. So that comes to one of my next points. You got to calibrate how you choose to deal with someone based on their behavior, right? So if you can deal with a person and calibrate based on their behavior, then that's kind of how you got to operate. So the most important thing is the information that a person has in order to change their behavior. If they don't have that, then you can't really look at them. I mean, you can, because at the end of the day, like I just said, people are resourceful, right? So you have people that are in unresourceful states. Like, all the tools and resources are available for people, right? A person can't ever say, I can't do this or I can't do that. I can't do this. Yeah, you can, right? It's just the fact of everyone is resourceful, but people just have unresourceful states. So if you're dealing with people that are in these six areas of your life, you got to choose to, for one, calibrate based on their behavior and then provide them the resources to be able to change if you want them to be in your life. So back to what I was saying with the six areas of your life, how do you create a balance? It's impossible. How do you align them so they can support each other? By choosing one that makes the best sense for you. And then from that area, you branch out and try to use those resources that you learn from that particular area that you choose to focus on, and then try to align the other six, right? And so through doing that, you need to make sure you are trying to, I guess, get other people in a resourceful state. And when you're moving and trying to elevate and move at a higher level or a higher frequency, like I mentioned, you're going to be able to provide the resources to these other people that are in your life to try to, I guess, one would hope to be able to balance out those areas of your life. So the six areas of your life, like I mentioned, figure out which one makes the most sense for you. Focus on that. And then that way you will have a overall, or I would say a more balanced life. It's not going to be 100% balanced, but you'll be able to, you know what I mean, manage life a whole lot better. And it should take you to the level of where you can achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve in life, right? Success, my friends.